is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum.
You'll see these solar panels. And what they do is soak up the sun, and then we use that energy to heat the hot water in this building.
UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao proudly shows off the amenities of Centennial Hall, opening this semester. It's the first new academic building built on campus since the mid-70s. He makes a special note of the $250,000 solar panels on the roof that will help heat the building's water.
And that system, we're told, is about a 30-35 year lifespan. So for a very long time, when we wash our hands in this building to prevent the spread of H1N1, we will say, no, that's heated by the sun.
Centennial Hall is one of two new buildings opening on campus this fall. Each building is designed to meet standards known as Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED ratings, an international system that recognizes environmental sustainability. Centennial Hall has 44 classrooms, enough space to hold classes for half of UWL's students at one time. But according to UWL Executive Director of Planning, Matt Lewis, students won't see in class what makes the building special.
You'll notice it's kind of a U-shaped facing towards the south. And the reason we did that is we tried to get as many large windows into all the spaces as we possibly could in order to get the daylight into the building to illuminate the space. That does a couple of things. It reduces the amount of artificial light you have to provide in the spaces, which reduces energy in that way. And then it also reduces the heat load on the building because you don't have as many lights.
There are many other features. Fresh air that helps heat and cool the building will be treated before it enters the system, saving as much as 30% of energy costs. Lights in every room will have sensors that detect how much light is needed, depending on people in the room.
Outside of Eagle Hall, as well as with Centennial Hall, we have
across campus sits Eagle Hall, a new dorm for 500 students this fall. Around each new building, there are a handful of landscape bunkers, known as rain gardens. They're designed to collect and disperse water from 80% of storm events around the buildings. Lewis says the plants and other elements of the bunkers help slowly filter the water and return it to the ground cleaner than it would if it ran into a storm sewer.
The goal is twofold with the plants and the basins. One is that we don't really have to maintain them. They're low maintenance. Two is that when they get fully established, there will be some aesthetic value to them. It won't look like a bunch of weeds. And actually, their root systems, the plants are specified specifically for their root systems, once they're fully established, to actually provide conduit into the ground and into the engineered soil below for the rainwater itself.
LEED buildings have four different standards they can meet, from the two highest ratings of platinum or gold to silver and certified. Centennial Hall is the first academic building at a four-year UW system campus to be built with the LEED standards in mind. Lewis says they hope both buildings will qualify as LEED Silver.
LEED doesn't always mean energy efficient. There are certain aspects of LEED sustainable design that sort of work against you in the energy conservation end. And the state of Wisconsin is really interested in the energy conservation end. So as you get into gold, and it's possible we might get into gold, but we say silver because that's our goal. There are things that you need to do that cause you to add square footage to the building or cause you to bring more outside air into the building. And those things consume more resources and they consume more energy.
The potential energy cost savings with the two new buildings compared with a conventional new building isn't known. Students have started moving into Eagle Hall. Centennial Hall, the new academic building, opens for classes next Tuesday. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. After decades with no new building construction on the UW-La Crosse campus, there's been a renaissance of sorts in the last 10 years with construction of a new dormitory and stadium complex. This fall, a new academic building and dorm are opening. I sat down with UW-La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao to talk about the new buildings and the future of the campus footprint. We started talking about Centennial Hall, the first new academic building since 1974.
People who've been here longer than 2 years, they'll remember there were three buildings on that site and then even a kind of courtyard. So it is a big footprint. They tell me it's about 198,000 square feet. So that's the biggest academic building on the campus. It was the biggest building of all until we built the Eagle Residence Hall, which is actually a little bit bigger, and I can tell you about that as well. I think the exciting thing about Centennial is there's 44 classrooms in that building, and they're all kinds of formats. There are two fairly large auditorium-style classrooms. There are lots of mid-range, 40, 50 people classrooms. And then there are smaller case study classrooms. I walked through and I said, gee, maybe I'll go back to teaching, because it's really exciting to have that much variety in our classroom facilities. And then also every one of those rooms has state-of-the-art technology. So I think it's going to be wonderful for the students and teachers to get those advances. The other things that are in there, we have wonderful space for three of our departments, which are communication studies, women, gender, and sexuality studies, and also philosophy and environmental studies. So that's great new home for those folks. They certainly deserve it. And when you walk in the building on the first floor, you'll see international education, and that's a very big part of what we're doing here at UWL. And for the first time, we have the international education, study away, and English as a Second Language Institute all connected in one place. They used to be kind of scattered around the building in Graff Main Hall, and students couldn't get everything they needed in the one place. So that's great to see. Also, all of our campus climate and multicultural student services, those are in one area now as well. And so that's fantastic to see that. Counseling and testing services are in the building. A lot of key offices that students would want to go to are going to be in this one place at the center of campus.
Centennial Hall cost $40 million to build, and this was the first building that was built on UW-La Crosse's campus that was primarily using state funding since Wimberly Hall was built in 1974. Can you talk about that and maybe what your outlook is into the future when it comes to state funding for UWL buildings?
The stadium, for example, that project, that's primarily donors to our foundation, but there is some public money, the money to do the track, and then there's some student fee money in that project. So that was a blend of approaches. Centennial Hall is interesting because most of the money, $37 million, did come through the state bonding process, but there's a $3 million private component. But we have many donors to the Centennial Hall project. I think there's about 200 of them at various levels. And the lead gifts came from Duncan Cameron, an alumnus of the university. And he's a fantastic supporter of ours. And, he gave over $1 million. So the Hall of Nations in the Centennial Building, which is a gathering area to have meetings and receptions and so on, that will bear his name. And that's very appropriate that it does. Other areas, like there's a garden courtyard outside the building, that was a group of UWL faculty and staff and friends of the university who came together to honor one of our former professors. And so, that will bear his name on it. The point I'm trying to make is primarily state money, but also a private component. Then you look at our Eagle Hall, which is the new residence hall. That is completely, I'm going to say, our own money. And what I mean by that is we borrow the $43 million, I believe that project is, but I'd have to check.
I think it's $39
million. Aha, see,
I have
you
my
got
notes.
It. All right, 39. And we borrow it, and then what we do is pay it back with the student housing fees. And it's interesting, the reason I said 43 and you said 39, that's one of the ways, if there's a silver lining, if I can say that, with this recession, construction costs have come down pretty significantly. So we were able to do both Eagle and Centennial at a lower cost than was originally estimated. Unfortunately, the athletic complex project in the stadium, that was actually more than we had budgeted for, which made it challenging when you come to needing to raise more money through private donors. The future, I think we will continue to see state money coming to UWL to build buildings. One of the next projects on the top of the list really is the Cowley Hall renovation, which is estimated about $80 million, and that would be state money. And that is slated to happen in the 2013-15 biennium. I think that's very secure because the state borrows that money, and it can do so at fairly low interest rates. And then you do these wonderful things for our campuses to keep them strong. And it also creates a lot of jobs in the construction industry, which is one of the industries hardest hit by the recession. So, you know, that's an area that that's why it's often confusing. People say, gee, if your budget's being cut and you have all these financial challenges, how can you build these great new buildings? Well, it's because it's state borrowing and investing in the future and creating jobs.
And earlier you mentioned the gift that helped with the LEED certification. And LEED certification is the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And Centennial Hall and also Eagle Hall, we'll touch on Eagle Hall in a little bit, but you're trying to achieve silver ratings for both of these buildings. Can you first just talk about what exactly that means?
The LEED certification is kind of like the good housekeeping seal of approval when it comes to sustainability. And we were very interested in getting those certifications for both the new buildings. That was something that our students really led the way on, I think. And that's great to see because we want our students to think about the future, think about sustainability, and be passionate about what they believe in and play a role in influencing policy. And so very early on both these projects, we had students involved in the design, and they brought in the environmental features, and we said, fantastic, we will do that. So what you'll see on Centennial Hall, the windows are really extraordinary. It's like 90% of the light in that building will come from natural lighting, which means a lot less costs on energy. And also in the winter, you know, there too, you don't have to spend so much on heat. There's white roofs on both of these facilities. If you have a dark roof on a big building, it soaks up a lot of heat during the day. And then at night, it emits that back out. And that's not necessarily an entirely good thing for the environment. So with the white roofs, a lot of that will bounce off, and then you won't have that effect. Also, there's a wonderful rain garden approach on both the buildings where the water that lands on the roof in a rainstorm is then brought down through pipes to irrigate the garden out front, so you don't have storm drainage runoff issues. And then I think my favorite aspect that I always point to, the solar panels on the Centennial Hall. Now, that is something that definitely wouldn't have happened without the students. We have an arrangement with the Pepsi company where they pay us a payment to be the exclusive soft drink on our campus, and they're very generous, and we got that money. And I said to our students, why don't we do something good with it rather than we just sort of put it in the general budget? Let's make a statement about what we can do with that money. And we created the Campus Community Enrichment Fund. And I said to them, try to think of ideas that will help the campus for a long time and lots of people. So not just let's give the money out to this group or that group and they do their event and so on. And that's, you know, we do that in some respects, but with this money, let's do something big. And so we got to talking and they said, why don't we do solar hot water heating for the new building? And fantastic. So that's a $240,000 project with some of that Pepsi money, and that will heat the water in Centennial Hall. They tell me the life of that system is about 30 years.
And you're listening to Newsmakers. My guest today is UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao. We're talking about the new buildings on UWL's campus. Centennial Hall has replaced two dorms. So because this building has taken out two residence halls, in part, you had to build the new Eagle Hall. I'm wondering if you can talk about the details of this new residence hall.
There's another one that without students wouldn't be there. I came in February of 2007 to start my job. And right away, people said to me, you know, we're building this new academic building and it's fantastic and we'll build it over there. And, you know, and I would go to programs over in those residence halls. Wilder at that point was a office building, although Wilder is historically interesting because that was the first residence hall on the UWL campus and it was a women's residence hall. People would say to me, yeah, we're going to take down the three residence halls and we're going to put the new academic building there. And I would say, well, gee, how many beds are in those residence halls? Well, Baird and Trowbridge, there's 200 in each, so 400 beds. And I, wow, that's a significant loss of residence space. What's the plan to replace it? And they said, well, we're pretty well counting on more development in the neighborhoods around the university, and there'll be more apartments and things like that. And that has happened, you know, but not, I don't think 400 beds. But students said to me, we're concerned about that. And I said, well, didn't anybody talk to you? And they said, no, we haven't really been involved in the discussion. I said, well, we need to change that. So we put a committee together with our Res Life people, our facilities planning people, our student leadership, and particularly the Residence Hall Association Council people. And they met and they said, you know, we want to build a new residence hall and we'll finance it through residence hall fees. And let's start thinking about a design. Now, my big question was, where would we put it? Because UWL is the second smallest campus in the system geographically. Milwaukee is actually the first, because when you think about it, the value of the land in a city, we're bounded by the cemetery, we're bounded by the Emerson School, we're bounded by nice neighborhoods. There's not really a lot of room to grow out beyond our current borders. So then it's a question of what space do we have on campus? And we didn't want to do a big high rise, so where to put it? And students said, gee, yeah, that's the trade-off. Cote Field, which is a was a field area that was used for marching band practice and rugby and all sorts of other things. Well, I guess we'll have to put it there. And I thought that was a healthy exercise for students to see these are the realities of planning. You know, there's no perfect solution. Great thing is, though, they came up with a design. It's an L shape that retains a very big patch of green space out in front of the building. So I think you can still do frisbee and, you know, sunbathing and hanging out, and it'll be nice. I don't think you could play rugby, and the band can't practice there anymore. But nonetheless, we've protected some of that green space. And that building is the biggest building on the campus. It's like 212 square feet, 500 beds. So it really gives us a net gain of 100 over the loss of Baird and Trowbridge. And the design of it is really interesting because in the more recent times, students have said, well, we want more privacy. And so Reuter Hall, which was the last residence hall to be renovated, that now is really more like an apartment-style arrangement where you go into your rooms and there are several people living there and they share a kitchen and a bathroom, and it's really kind of an apartment. People said, we like that, but we miss the sociability of the older style. So the team designing this, and again, include a lot of students, they went out and looked at all sorts of residence halls around the region and the country, and they came up with this wonderful approach that we have in Eagle, which is really a very big hallway on each wing with a middle divider that is an area where you have sort of like a microwave and a big screen TV and refrigerator and kind of somebody referred to it as like a breakfast nook sort of, but on a big scale. And then, you know, tables and chairs and things so that people can get together out in the hall. And then the rooms themselves, there are bedrooms with their own doors, and then each two bedrooms share a bathroom that they have doors to. So it really is a quite clever way to give people privacy where they want it, but also sociability when they want it as well. And then one of the great things is we can do theme, what we call houses, which are, you know, wings of the wings. And people that have common interests, there's one for social justice.
And this is the Global Village Communities?
Yep. Okay. And if people are interested in internationalization, let them live together in proximity. So that's, I think, a very interesting advance, and one that gives us a lot of flexibility for the future.
You talked about the future of buildings on campus a bit before with the Cowley remodeling. You didn't really touch on the police station at this point, but do you have any other outlooks as far as the future of buildings on campus?
Well, the police station will be part of a parking ramp project that we will begin this winter, and I'm not a construction or an engineer person, so it's always curious. You'd begin it in the winter, but that's when they're going to do it. And they've already begun clearing away. It's on an area that was used as a parking lot, but we also had two little houses over there, and those were taken down. And unfortunately, some of the trees had to be removed, which is, again, one of these trade-offs that you have to make. But we'll build that parking ramp, and the police station will be built into it. And that's a project that will be financed entirely through the parking fees that people pay. So, again, it's our own funding. There wouldn't be state money in that. But when you look at, okay, since I've been here, 07, we've had the new athletic complex. Now we're going to do open Centennial and Eagle Halls. Then we'll have the new parking structure and police station, and that'll be open in the fall. I think it's a year from now, so it's the fall of 2012. And then in the 13-15 biennium, we will do a new Cowley Hall. If you add all that up,
it's a lot.
It's approaching $200 million in improvements. The Student Union Building, you know, that is a 1964,
Cartwright
Center. You know, that's going to need some serious modernization or a whole new building. That we'd have to do with student funds because it's called Program Revenue Project. We're going to ask our students about that this fall. You know, what is your thinking about paying a fee to do something with the Cartwright Center? How much would you be willing to pay? Those kinds of things. So it's highly likely that in the next few years we would also see some work on that and maybe a whole new building. And if we did a new building, we might move it to put it more in the center of the campus.
UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao talking about two new buildings opening on campus this fall. Coming up in the next half hour, the building boom extends to Viterbo University. We'll talk with officials from the nursing program about a new state-of-the-art facility that will help improve one of Viterbo's core programs. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.